Carlow Cares on KCLR, the power of volunteering. Brought to you by Carlow Volunteer Centre, connecting our community through volunteering. Volunteercarlow.ie. Together we give, together we grow.
I have just very begrudgingly left on Guardian Bio, and honestly I had no idea that such an oasis existed in the middle of Carlow Town. The first person I spoke to was the chair of the board of directors, Dal McInerney. I'm so blown away by the physical appearance of this place, the light, the shade, the leaves, the light coming through. It is like a sanctuary.
There's a lot of thought gone into it, but there's also a lot of natural evolution and development in this garden. Into the right there where the tall trees start, that was all tarmac this time last year. This is John McHugh. John was our original chairman here.
There's 2 acres here altogether. There are 4 or 5 zones, we'll say. The biodiversity zone here is where we let nature take its lead. We tend it, I suppose, but it takes the lead. The plants that are here were here, and we've added a few. Wherever we can in the garden, we reclaim from the tarmac areas, because the area was part of a school, so there was a lot of hard surface areas, so we're trying to kind of redress that balance a little bit in the space. Really lucky though as well that the area also has these massive tall trees. It is really an oasis in the centre of the town. A lot of people come in, apart from volunteers to do things, people come in just to be here and just to experience, and they say, wow, never knew this was here. It's amazing to be in this space. And it's really useful for that point of view, just to have something like that in the heart of town. But this area here is the biodiversity, where nature takes its course. It leads across a bridge into what we call the therapeutic or quieter area, which is away from the busyness of the garden, and it really is tranquil there. We don't do too much busy work there. We just kind of allow it to be a kind of a healing space for people who want to get away from the busyness of life.
It's absolutely perfect for people just to sit down and reflect. People come in here, have their lunch, and in the quiet areas. An issue that we're actually trying to look at, and maybe in a slightly more formal way, is social prescribing for people with mental issues. You know, they can come in here and maybe sit down with their therapist or whatever and have a little chat, and that's something that we'd like to foster here as well.
But social prescribing is a kind of an interesting one, because it kind of involves where mental health and medical professionals generally now can include a kind of attendance at a place like this, or maybe even doing some volunteering and getting their hands dirty and doing something physical as being part of their recovery and their healing, if you like.
Does that sum up what Guardian Bio is all about? It's fostering that connection, the sustainability, the community. It's bringing all those bits together.
Oh, it does. I mean, our vision was a place where people could connect with each other, connect with planting and making food, and basically reap the benefits of that together. The whole idea of doing things together without really saying it too much, it's fostered here. Like, and maybe we should keep walking.
Let's keep walking. You know. Even coming this far, I can see an enormous amount of work goes into this. So can we talk a little bit about how you get volunteers and how all that piece works?
Okay, Carlow Volunteer Centre are very important to us, and Sister Mary would have a very direct connection there with Natasha and Helen and Colette. So if we need volunteers, or indeed if somebody comes into the volunteer centre and they're looking for something, Natasha will come on to us and ask us. And there's no interviews or anything like that. They can just come up and they know very quickly whether it's for them or not. So it works quite well. And it's not just Irish people. You know, we've had people coming here from African nations, from Ukraine. It's all worked very well. We also have people working here from the Community Employment Scheme and the TOOS scheme, and that has included Ukrainians recently, you know. But we've had connections with Rohingyans, we've had connections with Syrians down through the years when they've been coming here.
And I'm sure those cultures bring something new with them as well.
They do. There's something John mentioned, you know, part of the pathway here brings us across that bridge, the Bridge of Hope, and we have a little waterfall and a stream going into a pond underneath the bridge. The vision for the Bridge of Hope was that people coming in here, you know, they might be in traumatic situations or something like that, and once they walk across that bridge, they can leave it all behind them. We drilled our own little well here last year, and that house obviously is for the pump, but what it enables us to do, because obviously we have a lot of watering to do in here, enables us to use our own water for watering the plants and that.
We were talking about this word called patina, you know, kind of that old look. I think it looks well, and the design of the pump house itself and the walls were just to try and, I suppose, give the impression that's been here for quite a while. The water has been down there for a long time, so we thought we'd put something on top of it that reflects that too. We often associate volunteerism with the planters and the growers and the weeders and the cutters and all of those kind of things, and it's really important. It's important that they are their work is recognised and you can see it. A lot of the unseen work is the organisation of the garden and the growing of the project and the responsibilities that go with that. You know, even the governance of money and grants that come in, the application for those, responsibility of that falls on volunteers as well. We have a great team of people who give of their time, give of their expertise as well. And it's a kind of volunteerism that's really important to recognise.
We're crossing here, this beautiful bridge. There's a gorgeous waterfall that you referenced, really soothing, and we're moving toward the area of Sanctuary.
As we cross it, this is just 1 year in place now, but about 3 weeks ago we had our first frog spawn. That was a very exciting moment. One of the things you've probably noticed as we're walking along here is we have these blue signs. They are designating a trail through the garden called the Cosmic Walk. It's a kind of a ritual, if you like, and it's known internationally, where people reflect on the evolution of the cosmos. The Earth is only a very young part of the cosmos. Each of the signs has a little piece, and it goes right back to 14 billion years ago.
A lot of the decisions that are made throughout the garden are going back to that core vision and mission of the garden, of kind of having, giving people the opportunity to engage with nature, with the growing and making of food, and with each other.
And you know, we value diversity, we value sustainability, and even looking at the tree seats, you know, the sustainability, somebody found those old seats somewhere, you know. But we had to get a framework to support the seed, so we went to a local steel fabricator and he came up with the idea of these stainless steel bars and the shape that he put them in.
So thoughtful, and I think everything that I'm looking at, there's a story behind it, and that story connects to multiple things, the sustainability piece being one.
This is our herb garden. We've added about a year ago again is these little sculptures. One of our volunteers designed a little plinth for each sculpture, and each sculpture represents one of the senses. So you have the five senses there.
And I love the sign, yeah. Shh, listen, yeah, exactly. What can you hear? Yeah. We forget to do that.
We might see now when I lift this gently. Look at the frog.
No.
Two of them, look. So that's their home. So they... Isn't that a good moment now? They've made their home there.
Incredible.
In relation to our values here in the garden, we value heritage quite highly. And that stone, vertical stone there, and the om writing on the side of it, that spells out the word docus, which means hope.
Hope. Beautiful. We're heading towards the area of great activity. You mentioned there, Dan, the Mercy Sisters.
In many ways, the evolution of this garden goes right back to 1837, when the Mercy Sisters came to Carlow and set up the convent. And when you think of the number of girls and women that have come out of that place, but we still hold that connection. Sister Mary and Sister Bernadette, the founding members of the garden, are Mercy nuns. And this wall we're looking at now, last year was a very drab grey wall, and we painted it white. And the idea we had was that we would invite the transition year girls from St. Leo's to come in here and depict some animals on it, native animals.
Lovely. And what a lovely legacy to have those ladies next door that are continuing to be educated and contributing.
Absolutely.
Here.
And in terms of legacy, this is our tree that we reckon is about 200 years old. This may have been planted around the time the sister, the Mercy nuns, came.
The lovely hall, which was originally built as a gym for the convent in the 60s, and we got it renovated a few years ago, and now it's rented out on a regular basis, and it's a great source of income to us. We've a variety of community groups around the town using it, and they're very happy with it. Yeah, at the moment we have the Alzheimer's group there singing. It's great for them too to have a place like this where they can come and meet and sing.
We keep it to a very high standard. Helen Bean is our hall manager here. She's really proud of how well this is kept, you know.
We have Una workers here for the last number of years, the corporate social responsibility, and they've done fantastic work for us. It's great for them to get out of the office one day every now and then, but they're able to do a lot of physical work, and it's amazing the amount amount of work they have done for us here over the last 10 years.
It's for everybody, and it's nature, and we meet some lovely people here, and then we do our cafe. What we sow here during the spring and early summer, we sell it here on a Wednesday morning. So I organise the stall for all the vegetables. So it's lovely, and we meet lovely people here.
We organise the community cafe for 10 weeks roughly in the summer months. Starts the end of June and it finishes the end of August. And at the same time, there's a vegetable stall that people can look at the vegetables, which are all organic, that we grow here in the garden. In the cafe, all the baking is home baking. Our prices are very cheap. It's amazing. On a fine day, we have tables and chairs out in this area here with sun umbrellas, and there's a great atmosphere here, great sense of community. We would have music sometimes. The Carlo Ukulele group usually come in at least twice during the summer and they will play, and the amount of enjoyment that our patrons get from the cafe is just unbelievable. And equally for all of us that volunteer in the cafe, we get great enjoyment out of it as well. It's lovely to meet the community and family of people that frequent the cafe frequently, who are away and living in other countries, home for a few weeks during the summer. They come to the cafe and we get to know the extended family as well, which is lovely. It's all to do with connection and community. For any of us that are volunteering here, it's very much about being part of the community and being integrated. Like, I'm not a Carlow native, but it's a good way of integrating into a community. I'm retired. I worked all my life. When you're working, you have a work ethic, and it's lovely to continue it in a voluntary capacity. You know, none of us want anything back that we volunteer here in the garden. We just do it because we love it. And it's a green space. It's very much part of the community around Carlow. We are so lucky to have it. There's not an awful lot of towns the size of Carlow that have so many green spaces, and I'm proud to say that I volunteer in one of them. All you hear is birdsong. During the cafe now, there'll be plenty of yak-yak, chat-chat.
But that's good too.
Oh yeah, and it's very important that people interconnect in the community. They mightn't see each other for weeks and weeks, and they come to the cafe and they meet other people that only live down the road and they mightn't have seen for a few weeks. We have our regular people that come, and you know, they're great supporters. The Grandparents Association are just fantastic supporters. Active retired, various groups, people from the Delta Centre are just unbelievable. They'll gather cups and saucers, they'd wash up if they could, but we have a dishwasher, so we're lucky.
Alexis, you only registered with the Carlow Volunteer Centre, I think, yesterday, and already 24 hours and you've two events under your belt.
I'm trying to give like my free time to help as I can, and it's only that option I have now until I start doing maybe something else, like going to school or something else.
So Pat, you're the newest recruit here. What brought you down here?
Well, I've just retired. I retired there a few months back, and I was looking to volunteer at something. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, so I contacted the Carlow Volunteer Centre, and they gave me a list, and this was on the list. So I do Meals on Wheels, and I volunteer for here. So I'm working in there with Dick in the polytunnel. So I have a polytunnel at home. I'm learning as I'm here. So that's the first thing. But just the serenity of it, you know, and the overall aesthetics of it,
yes.
You know, and it's great. Now there's generally, you know, people from Delta, and there's the Women's Shed here, and they come down and they manage their own plot, and it's a social thing as well, of course, you know, that kind of way. The people here are very nice, and you know, we all get on very well. And
Sister Mary, you're a volunteer coordinator. We've met some wonderful volunteers here today and walked around this incredible space. I'm wondering where we are today, what it looks like. Does that match the vision that you had all those years ago?
It actually matches us more than I envisioned. When we started off in the beginning, it was a very overgrown area, and a lot of things had taken over. They may not have been biodiversity friendly. What we have now was certainly my vision broadened. I had the sense of what we need to preserve in today's world are green spaces. Green spaces for nature first and foremost, but green spaces for ourselves also. And the interaction of the human and nature living together in harmony. That is what my real vision was, and that is what's happening here today.
It's just beautiful, and you as volunteer coordinator, you also get to see the benefit it brings to so many people that come and literally get their hands dirty to contribute.
Absolutely. I mean, apart from what the volunteers physically do in the garden and all the gifts they bring, they also build up a great sense of friendship, and they get to know each other, and different cultures come, and gardening connects everybody. Everybody is welcome on the soil. The soil does not discriminate. And that comes through in the relationships between all the different peoples who come to the garden. So it's a unifying force in the garden. Nature brings us all together.
Carlow Cares on KCLR, the power of volunteering. Brought to you by Carlow Volunteer Centre, connecting our community through volunteering. VolunteerCarlow.ie. Together we give, together we grow.